Tanner.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Groove Chat Podcast. This elegant cast. As you can see, folks, we do have the two folks that we invited last time, but hold on. First of all, let me go see them cats,
bruh.
Yeah, show us your little feline.
Show me your.
Show us.
Pick which pussy you want to show off.
Yeah, show us that pussy cat of yours.
Oh, he's gripping
two puss. What's up, two puss?
This one's Harvey. This one's Tallulah.
This one's Hockey.
They hate you.
Hey.
This one's Way.
I like
Hockey that
one. Way.
No, who said Hockey and Way? That one's good. I said Hockey
Tanner
Tua.
Tanner just said that.
There you go. Hockey, keep it going.
Hockey 2A.
Hockey and Tua. All right, Nick, your turn.
This one
I have brain
this
rot.
One's code
this
and this one's group for 10% off with your gamer subs.
Oh, that's a little long, but how are you?
Well, no, the rest.
See, look.
Anyway,
I have it right here.
Wow.
What?
Thanks, everybody.
I
got to pause to see that one.
I have an idea.
Is yeah, you're gonna not have to the, pause it.
Is that the before or after one?
What is that? It's the OG. It's very rare.
It was like that one.
Contraband.
Well, you guys don't know.
We got to blur that one.
Yeah, who is that?
We got to blur that one. Who is that? That's not us.
Oh, I got water in it.
This letter.
All mold. Close up 4K.
Little wet. Little dirt. Little hard.
Wow.
Oh, man. So how have vibes been?
Pretty good.
Yeah, they've been freaking sweet.
They've been chill waters is what they've been.
Sleepy as hell is what they've been.
That is truth.
I'm up and at them right now. I'm ready to talk about the world.
Now I got glasses. Just kidding, guys.
Yeah, I can take a tea.
Do you guys know I broke my headphones? The classics?
Yeah, why? What happened?
We were with you when you did it.
Oh, I sat on that yesterday.
I sat on my cord.
Sat on it?
It was like my cord was wrapped around my legs and I sat and I heard and I was like, oops.
Tanner, how the hell?
So my nice headphones are now no longer
working. It wrapped
working.
Around your legs.
Yeah.
And then you sat on the snake. Jack that's supposed to be in the GoXLR?
No, the jack was on top of the computer, right? And the wire was
pulled. Oh, you pulled it.
It pulled it and went like that.
Okay, real quick.
That's so weak.
So there's a big story.
That's made me mad.
There's a big story for this podcast, and it has to do with you, Nick, and your travels this weekend.
Right.
Before I get to it, I do have one question for Isaac. Okay, so we recorded yesterday, first part of You Laugh, You Lose, right? Now, we do this on a tomfoolery server, correct? Where did that even come from? Where were the origins of the tomfoolery server?
You feel like, who's that one sports caster that interviews people?
Probably an interviewer guy.
Yeah, you're probably right, Gronk. That's probably correct. Where did the name tomfoolery come from?
The server.
Where did
Tom Collinsworth
have a server?
Oh,
because I kept seeing it yesterday being asked.
It's because the main server with over 370,000 people, when you tag it, just poops itself and dies. We don't have good. It's not partnered. It's not nothing. It's like the weakest. Largest server that money can buy and get. So I had to make something that we can gather more people and bring them in and shake a jar.
So I remember the actual reason why we did it though. Like the actual video. I don't remember the video. It was because of the stages. And it was when stages first dropped. And it was because stages couldn't handle a surplus amount of people. We broke it. And so we had to make another server where we were able to.
Okay, I remember.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
That's where it all started. I don't remember what video was for Isaac. It could have been probably for both of us. That was at the time when I was
or
making videos too.
Or even a podcast.
Too.
I think it was
podcast.
For me.
Oh, we kept it in the server.
Remember when we started doing podcasts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did keep it in the server, but it was like two episodes.
It was like four or five.
No.
Yeah.
It was two.
Yeah, because by the sixth one, Jay Schlatt joined. I'm pretty sure.
Is that the sixth one?
That was five.
That was seventh one. Oh, sorry.
Seventh.
Fifth or something. It was up there. It was in those numbers.
It was seven. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey!
Yeah, that server was used for so many videos.
Still is.
So,
let me see.
It's useful.
It's the backbone.
Yeah,
it
was five. Yeah!
Holy freaking darn.
Yeah!
So
I changed my answer.
Yeah! Okay. Okay, well, that was it. I just kept seeing it being posted to, like,
why is it so, what's the link? Why is it so secretive? What's going on in there?
What's the link? Yo, pass the link.
I was curious. Okay, so you,
me?
Nicholas.
Me, my turn? You. My turn for the mic?
Yeah. You had a hell of a weekend.
Yeah, I went back to New Jersey. I saw the old gal, Misty. Mm-hmm. Right? Shout out to the OG.
I know she's like.
I love Misty.
Like,
yep.
But how? You know, besides it, she's still like wagging the tail.
She's still kicking it, dude. I'll be real. Diabetes is really scary. She's got diabetes, yeah. And so like we had to make sure her like sugar levels were good. Grant came with me.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had to make sure that her sugar levels were all good and all that stuff. You know, if, like. I don't know if you guys know about diabetes, but like when you eat food, right, your body produces insulin that's able to bring your sugar levels down like immediately. With dogs, it's a little different, but like they still produce insulin shit. So we have to give her insulin to help bring her sugar levels down. Otherwise, they'll skyrocket.
Yeah.
And then they can get something called DKA or something like ketoacidosis or something. It's basically where your blood gets acidic and then you can fucking die.
Oh, you melt?
Yeah, you pretty much melt from the inside, yeah. So, or if she gets too much insulin, her sugar levels will drop too much, and that's also not fucking good. That's actually really dangerous.
It's like a balance.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that what
you gotta give her a shot?
He does give her a
shot. Yeah, she gets a shot.
What was that? That was like a cow prong. What do you?
That's a shot. That's what I do for a shot.
So yeah, aside from that, yeah, the story only got crazier. Right. So
crazy.
Grant and I decided to go to New York City.
Right.
And you guys remember when I was talking about Josh Block?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we went to New York City. Anime NYC was this past weekend, so we got recognized a whole bunch of times. That was great.
Anime NYC? How big is that?
It was huge.
That's like Hunter x Hunter when they go to the auction.
What the fuck? Yeah, it was massive. I was like,
you were there?
No. I'm on. No, I saw pictures. I was like, what the hell is going on here? I was looking at like TikTok and shit. And there were people full dressed up, whatever the fuck, in New York. Clearly in New York. I see, like, the buildings, the whole
well, that's normal, cityscape. I mean, like, you got, like, Bumblebee every
day. No, it was, like, chilling. Every single one. I was like, what is going on? Is there, like, a convention going on? Because he had gone up there, and I was like, is there, like, a...
Did he rile them up? Did he start this?
I wonder if he... Is he doing
Dude,
this?
Dude, it all started when really I was convention? Walking across the street, and they were like, I thought that was you, and they were dressed up as an anime.
Tattoo?
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a tattoo. And then I walked by another group. I was dressed up as Soft Willy.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
Mm-hmm. Cute. Member of the group. But anyway, so look. So that happened. Got recognized a few times. We went to go magnet fishing in the Hudson. And by the way, the Hudson River is like the poopiest river known to mankind.
Oh, they should have done the Olympics there. Mm-hmm.
They should have.
Yeah, been great. Yeah, home of the Hudson Hornet.
Ooh, that would have been fucking crazy.
Dude, I actually just watched Cars last night on the plane home.
Oh, I love
Doc
Cars.
Doc Hudson almost made me cry.
Dude, the only good Cars is one. Sorry, everybody.
What about three? Everyone. You don't like three?
Nope. Fuck that.
I never what about, watched three.
What about Planes? You like Planes?
Nope. No Planes.
Is that a movie?
No Planes.
Yeah, it's a Cars universe, like Planes.
Cars are my favorite.
Planes was ridiculous.
All right, if we were all Cars, who would be who? Tanner, you want to be Mater?
We were role playing like every.
I'd have to be Mater. I'd either be Mater or like Mac, like the big.
Can I be Doc? Can yeah,
be
Hudson?
Doc?
No, oh, damn.
I'm like all old and decrepit, and I hate everything until like.
Can I be the van? The giant, like
the hippie
yeah, van. The hippie van.
Oh, that'd be good.
The Volkswagen.
Wait, no, that's Grunk. That's Grunk. Grunk's
oh, wait,
the
that is Grunk. That is you.
look how he's dressed. Shirt.
You got what? The '60s vibe right now.
Peace and love, no, man.
I was gonna.
What?
I was gonna give Larry his own car.
Okay.
Oh. No.
Okay.
No.
What is it?
I don't want to say it.
Nah, come on. Hey.
Come
you
on,
know,
man.
You know you wanna. You know.
No, I can't say it.
Hey, Rico. We got ourselves a nodder. Remember that scene?
That's a good scene.
Nodder.
So anyway, we're getting sidetracked. So yeah, after going magnet fishing, we went to Chinatown. Was great, got some boba, and then now is our time to have the amazing meet with Josh Block, World of T-shirts.
Right. Now, real quick.
Yeah.
So before, because you said in the last episode that you were like, I want to be one of the creators who doesn't exploit him.
Yep.
Doesn't do anything like that.
Yep.
So what was like going through your mind? Like, what were you trying to do?
So what was I trying to accomplish?
Yeah,
right.
What were you trying to accomplish?
Okay. So what I was trying to accomplish was I honestly I don't know what I expected. Right. So just to give a preface, like, he starts out, like, I'm watching him stream with the guy that's exploiting him actively named Mr. Beast, right? This is an ongoing thing. He's still streaming. The tour was at 9 o'clock.
He was there?
No. The tour was at 9 o'clock. It was 9, like, oh, it was like 9:13 or 9:15 when I finally, like, the tour finally started, because he was still live streaming with this guy. And he was like, I procrastinated. No, Josh was giving a tour of New York City, right? Like, that's what he does. That's how he makes some of his money. Right. Or okay, I guess I most of his money, I guess.
All of his money,
I guess, yeah. Aww. But he was just late. He was supposed to hand out waivers, and he didn't hand out waivers, like, over, like, DocuSign and stuff. So, Grant and I were just waiting in Chinatown for, like, an hour and a half. We were pissed because we wanted to eat. We were waiting. And then we finally get told that we were able to go. And the goal was simple. Like, if you see something you don't really fucking, you're not cool with, kind of speak out against it maybe a little bit. Just document the entire trip. Don't be a dickhead. Don't enable drinking. That's the number one thing. Kind of get a feel for everything. And oh my God. I'm getting flashbacks to how it all started.
So, like, timeline. What happened?
Okay, timeline. We pull up, right? We pull up to the meet. We see him surrounded by like 10 people. We get out of the Uber, and Grant's like, should I put the camera away? Do you think he's, like, going to want me to put it? I'm like, honestly, just walk up with it. Like, the camera's off.
Yeah.
I'm lavved up, lav's off, camera's off, nothing's happening. Okay. We just walk up to check in, I guess, quote unquote. Yeah. He's smoking a cigarette.
He smokes?
He said.
Chill.
He smokes a cigarette. He smokes a Marlboro Reds.
Chill.
What do you want?
Marlboro Reds.
Marlboro
Golds.
So he smokes Marlboro Camel Reds. Guy.
Okay, classic.
You're a Camel type of guy, Tanner?
I'd walk
American Spirit.
Mile.
What about Newports? We into Newports?
Newport. Newport.
Dude,
Newport.
Cigarette. Dude, if you actually, like, sang that to him, I'm sure he would fucking like it and start doing that on TikTok.
Oh,
Newport.
My God.
Newport. That would be his new thing. But, yeah, so we walk up there. He's smoking a cigarette. He's doing check-in. And he also has a pack of Zins that he's holding
His
phone.
And he does it.
Just a dub.
What a fiend.
Mm-hmm. He's a fiend, dude.
He's got a good group of influencers.
Upper decky or lower decky guy.
Mm-hmm.
Upper deck, lower
deck. I'm swallowing guy. Just flicking the back of my throat. And
God. All right, so...
Yes.
There's already a vibe.
So there's a really, really bad vibe going on.
Lots
like
of addiction.
Wait, Grant. Yeah. Grant. Grunk, do you remember when we first went to Vegas and we felt this really demonic aura of Vegas? It felt like
horrible.
I walked into that circle and I felt it. And I was like, oh, this is evil.
Came right back.
It was really, it just came right back. Yeah, dude. So, like, he had those cigarettes, he was smoking, and he was like, the way he was smoking was so funny. He would, like he'd smoke it and he'd go, and he'd like blow it out like a vape, you know what I'm saying? But it's just smoke. It wasn't much smoke. I don't even know what he was doing, but he does check in. I paid $30 for me and $30 for Grant, okay? But he was telling people, like, he was IDing them going around and then also telling them that it was a $20 additional fee because $30 was the deposit. And it was only cash. But he looked at Grant and me, didn't ID us, and didn't charge us $20 extra.
Whoa.
I don't know why. I don't know why. He just, you guys are good. Didn't ID, nothing. Nothing.
Wow.
And then walks around again in the circle and asks everyone else for $20 cash because that's the extra.
Oh, wait. The tour is with multiple people. It's not like a one-on-one.
It wasn't a one-on-one. There was a whole group of people.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is where it gets bad. This is where the tour starts to feel like you're a passenger in a conversation that you don't want to be in. You're hearing so many people ask this poor kid questions. Like, what are they asking? They're asking him, like, the dumbest questions, but putting their phones in his faces and, like, can you FaceTime my friend?
Oh,
and they're harassing this kid. It's like harassment. You know, he's trying to, like, do his best, but also, like, they're just trying to get their clips and make fun of him.
Like, they don't even see him as, like, a human being. It's actually
dude, it's so insane. They're like, do you think Daniel Larson smells like shit? Do you think he smells like shit?
What?
And like, what the fuck? So, okay, we're walking around and Grant and I are like, now I tell Grant, I'm like, just start recording this because, like, if anything, I want footage of how fucked up people are treating him, right? This one fucking, he had to have been like 300 pounds, 6'4", 300 pound dude. he's walking like, he's walking like with his feet outward, and he's like, you know, I don't even know how to describe that. Where he's walking like he's got a stick shoved up his ass.
Pigeon toed.
Yeah, and he's walking like he's out of breath, like but Mighty still Duck. Keeping up. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
All these people are on video and going to be in a video you're uploading.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah,
fuck it all.
Some people said I don't want my face in the video, and then later in the night they were like, "Yeah, I don't care." So I was like,
"Was that after? Was that before or after?"
They thought that I was Joshua Block's media, like his camera crew.
That's cool and awesome. There
you go. Yeah, Grant blew the cover. Grant was like, "Nah, we're YouTubers." But I was gonna say, "Yeah, we're Josh Block's media team."
Nice.
But no, so this one guy, that big dude, was purposefully stepping on Josh's shoes. Like, from behind.
Dude. Oh, so he was a dick.
What? That sucks.
Yeah, he was a big asshole. Dude, I'm telling you, everyone there was, for the most part, a dickhead, except for one guy who was about to beat the shit out of the other guy for stepping on his shoes. He was, like, really mad. He's like, dude, cut it the fuck out, dude. He's trying to give a tour, and you're fucking annoying him. Like, stop. And and you know how it is when, like, you speak out against something, and now you're the weird one for it? That's how everyone in that group was to that guy.
That is so awkward.
And so I pulled that guy aside, with Grant, and we were like, yo, bro, I got to dap you up for that. Like, you did the right thing. Like, that was the right thing, because one more fucking foot stomp, I would have fucking told the guy to stop myself. So we're walking around New York, and Josh is not really showing us much. He's showing us, well, the first stop that we made was to a liquor store. Okay, so we made our first stop to a liquor store.
Wait, is there any details on what the tour is going to be about? Or not about, sorry, but like what it's going to include or where you guys are going to go? Like, is there a roadmap?
It's a tour of the East Village in New York, as well as the upper part of Brooklyn, like Hoyt Street or Hoyt whatever the fuck. Hoyt Sherman. I don't know what it was called. But essentially, the overall vibe of this entire trip was just walk around in a big group and watch this kid who's an alcoholic and has autism get harassed the entire time.
Oh, my God.
It was a really, really, really depressing walk. Like, Grant and I, we were like, yeah, we're not going on the subway. Like, we just don't want to go on the subway. And the subway was the downfall of, like, everything on this trip.
That's where, like, the thin strips that were holding everything together.
The strands were just popping every step we took. And so, again, we're walking to these... where are we going to? We went to this liquor store, and then he took us to this custard place to tell a little bit about his favorite custard, I think. I don't remember. So it was wholesome. There were nice moments, right? Like, he's like overall a nice kid, but he honestly is really, really misguided in a lot of ways. Like, he finishes his alcohol and he puts the can on the ground and walks away, even if there's a garbage right there. And I was like, Josh, like, there's a garbage right here. And he said, come on, it's New York. Everyone litters. Like, let's go. Keep walking.
Man.
And I was like, so we all picked up his trash, right? Like, there was you know, High Noons, the alcohol beverage?
Yeah, they're gross.
So that's what he was buying, everybody.
Dude, they're awesome.
I don't know what they taste like. What do they taste like?
They taste like better White Claw.
Yeah, it's like seltzers with like a little bit more,
you
but
said
just like
better White Claw?
Too much more.
It's just to the point a little bit better White Claw.
Way better,
you can't drink it really quick, else you feel. I hate Truly. Don't even get me started.
Trulies are gross.
That's the grossest shit ever.
Yeah, so
really?
White Claws
already kind of taste kind of like.
Tastes like syrup and pee and like.
Yeah, it feels like it's pushing. It's pushing past seltzer and into like soda range, which is.
You said Trulies are?
Yeah, Trulies too. High Noons.
Trulies are very gross.
So High Noons are what then? They're like a soda?
They're like White Claws if they had a little bit more flavor.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not that bad.
That sounds so like a Truly.
That sounds good.
Pretty much,
just like a Truly too.
But without without the tea flavor.
Larry and I are fucking Mike sluts. We like Mike's.
No, not Mike. I've never had a Mike.
Smirnoffs. We like Smirnoff
ice. You've never had a Mike's Hard?
No. They're good.
Bro.
They're good.
Dude,
he's going to get hooked onto those too.
Is it the giant like Mike? Is it like that thing?
Oh, dude, the freaking... The pack of Mike's Hard is so good. Like,
wait, how do you know that? How do you know that, Grunk?
Mike's dad told me.
Okay.
Hey, son. I love the Mike's Hard lemonade variety pack.
The different colored look,
too. That case is just a night of fun.
That is a night of fun.
With your dad, or your dad told you that?
My dad told me about it.
That's lit.
It's like a typewriter fun. Listen, I thought it was like a bold one.
Night of fun is a six pack of Coke Zeros and a bottle of crack.
Come on, buddy.
crack. Bottle of crack. Dude,
dark alcohol. Dark out. Evil dark alcohol. It's a little nauseating. It's like one of those ones where I like I gotta really
down it. You gotta get a really chaser for it. Typically,
yeah.
Do you like lighters?
I do like lighters, but I will say this one. I will say this though. During dinners,
they're fun.
It's fun. Yeah. It's great.
It's because you have to have food.
It's like a tone. It's like a tone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Atmosphere. Exactly. Like, yeah, you gotta get in the mood for it. Like,
that's, you know.
Yeah, it's like sex.
We need to start getting to cigarettes.
Okay. What?
I think cigarettes and go hand in hand.
Where did that come from?
With cracking. You know, Tanner, what? Yeah, come on. You trying to get into the cigarette and cracking?
No.
I'm trying to break it open.
Maybe dip the cigarette in the cracking. That's like
and have a pack, have dip in your dip. Yeah.
Why not?
All right, I don't condone this.
Put a needle in your arm. Look at this shit. Okay, sorry.
I don't condone this.
And, well, sorry. And no, nitrous. Wait. Galaxy gas. What? Sorry.
Don't pretend.
What is it? Oh, glorious leader. Please share your wisdom.
No. Nick, he was finishing. No.
You were going to say, this is the second time you're going to say something and you never said it.
Say your point.
Yeah, say your point.
Oh, well, when you said something about the cigarette, dipping it in rum, you can actually, like, all right, you put alcohol in, like, a 2-liter bottle, and you put a hole in it, and then you put your hand over it, and I think you squeeze it, and it makes, like, vapor, and you can smoke the alcohol vapor, and you get drunk.
You can do that.
That's insane.
Well, a lot of white girls...
It's really crazy.
Ancient technique.
Well, it's not hookah. It's different than
ancient
hookah.
Ancient technique.
They do
that
smoke
is an ancient
it.
Technique.
Oh, is it hawked? Hawked.
No, we're not finishing that one.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Well, that's only about half of the trip.
Oh shit!
I can speed up the rest of the trip. Essentially, we walk around. That same fucking big fuck is just stepping on Josh's feet,
Josh
is getting pissed. Did you kill him? And he was like threatening to like throw. I didn't kill him, but
I want
to
push him bad.
Josh was threatening. Dude, this guy was like so fucking sweaty and ugly and gross.
Really?
And Josh was threatening to throw him out of the fucking the tour and stuff, and it was just getting real annoying because it's just. All it felt like was these people paid $30 to get their minute of fame and like harass this autistic kid.
It sounds like it's a very like
it's like totally not serious. Except for that one guy, he was like really just trying to go on the tour. He enjoyed Josh's content, really wanted to go on it, right? So now we get on the subway, right? And all these same people who are being dickbags to this guy are like. Telling him, dude, you need to stop drinking. Drinking's really bad. You need to stop, bro. Like,
oh my gosh.
Like,
virtuing.
Dude, so they're virtue signaling. Yeah, they're like trying to, I guess, make themselves look better than they really are, trying to not look like they're condoning him. The same people who are like, you need to go sober. Because Josh is like, I don't want to go sober. I'll just cut back. What'd he say? He said he'll do moderation, like drinking moderation. Like moderation management is what he said. So that he'll cut back, but he doesn't want to go sober. This other guy was like, yeah, dude, that'll never work out. You need to, I used to be an alcoholic. You need to go sober. All of these people, after you get off the subway and go to the next liquor store, are all doing cheers with him with beatboxes. All of them.
Wow.
Like that conversation didn't fucking mean shit, right? So Grant and I, we're not in these conversations. We're just spectating. I just have Grant pointing the camera, having conversations, pans to me every now and again, and I'm just like smirking at the camera like, this is the dumbest shit ever. I can't believe I'm on the fucking subway right now. This is one place that I would never go in New York. And we go to the 7-Eleven. I suggest to, because now at this point, Josh is like, we need to get more drinks. And
I
made a suggestion, a really stupid suggestion. I said, what if we all just drank water? And Josh said,
what the hell is this?
What are you talking about? It's Saturday night. It's Saturday night. What are you talking about? I'm like, oh shit, it's Saturday.
That's fair point.
What am I talking
Saturday
about?
Night.
It's Saturday night.
Saturday night.
But unfortunately, Saturday and Sunday and Monday, and it doesn't matter the day of the week. They all drink, I guess, right? So, especially him.
Hey, you know what? It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. Come
on. Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Start of the week. Cut me some slack.
Monday at 1 p.m.
Yesterday was Monday. Come on. Yesterday was Monday.
Had a bad day yesterday.
Thursday.
So, all right. Now, at this point at that 7-Eleven, we basically stand in the middle of the street. Like, not in the middle of the street, but the middle of the sidewalk for like 20 minutes doing nothing. Just these people taking videos with Josh, whatever. This tour was the only thing he told us anything about was one like theater. That was it. Mm-hmm. Everything else, he just said like some person asked like, "Do you know what this is?" And he said, "No." Like, okay, so that's fine. That's fine. So now we're going back, right? So we lost pretty much everybody because it's like This is over the span of 2 hours. It was supposed to be from 9 to 10. It went from 9:15 to 11:30.
Oh, my God.
Right? We're just walking around with this guy. Like, that's all it is. Oh, and so we get back on the subway. Mm-hmm. And now at this point, Josh has mentioned so many times. He's like, I have to pee. I have to pee. I need to relieve myself. And we're like, dude, just like, we'll go find like a bathroom or something like that. And he was about to pee in front of someone's fucking house. Like, in New York City, where there's like the gates and then there's the person's front door. He was about to pee on someone's front lawn, right? Like the steps that go up to their house. Yeah. That's their front lawn right there, essentially. He was about to pee on someone's like gate and shit. And he puts down his alcohol on the ground. I'm like, Josh, there's a garbage right there. And same thing you said before. Come on, it's New York. Like, we can litter.
Can you mention where you were? That's a really important thing to mention.
We're in Brooklyn now at this point. I don't understand.
Brooklyn, New York?
Yeah, what did you just do?
Just funny because you guys started in Times Square, I believe, right next to Penn, and then somehow, some way, you made it over to fucking Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Where no one goes when visiting New York. Ever.
We had to take the subway and go like underneath water, basically.
Wow. Oh my God.
What the fuck?
We had to go underneath. Yeah, we were very far away from, not from very home. Far away, but we were pretty far away from Penn where we needed to get back to. So, all right. Now, we're getting back on the subway. Josh is telling everyone, drink your alcohol. Do you want a summons from the police? Because you can't drink publicly. Like, especially, maybe you can drink publicly, but you can't go to the subway with it. Okay. And then he goes on this tangent about how he had a summons or that he had been to court for it and 6 months, some probation, whatever the fuck. So he knows what not to do, right? So now we get back on the subway. And this is now, like, we first had, like, a nice subway train, and now we've got, like, a really shitty subway train.
Yeah.
It felt, it was grungy, bro.
Yeah, it was, like, Joker type shit. Like,
yeah,
some, like,
actually.
Yeah.
Who's laughing now?
It was pretty sketchy. Josh. Sketchy, but this was, like, a packed subway. Okay. And then some people, we're going back now toward Times Square, because he wants to go to Margaritaville. And drink at Margaritaville. After everything that's happened, he wants to go to Margaritaville.
I fucking love this kid. I want to meet him bad.
And he has a beatbox in his hand. Somehow he had a beatbox. He probably put it in his bag.
A beatbox?
A box wine.
Yeah. Like a huge one?
It was yay high.
Beatbox are like colorful as hell.
Like a huge one? Or like over the shoulder?
How big are we talking about?
Boombox?
It has like an
bottom. Or a beatbox.
Yeah. No, not a boombox. A beatbox. A beatbox, yeah. It's a little drink, right?
All right.
So where he's at, there's a kid to his left, a whole family to his left. Grant and I are like diagonal and away from him, kind of. We're at the door. So he's like seated on the subway. These people, they're all trying to tell him to do like, fuck, they're trying to be like, okay, now Josh, do like slat slime. Do like, and they're doing that. They did it like 20 fucking times. Recording a TikTok. Okay, now Josh, do, and over and over and over. And then he's like, I'm not interested. That's what he kept on saying. And so
I don't think they're aware of like the human themselves? Function.
No.
Oh, that, yeah.
No, these people, they were asking me about my channel. I told them, and they think that they're going to look so great in this video, and they're going to look like the biggest dick bags. Because I'm not going to hide anything. I'm just going to show the experience, right? If I end up actually. But
so let me go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
So is the subject of this video going to be these bullies or Josh? Because it feels like it's going to be the bullies.
It's pretty much going to be the bullies. Like, so how I feel about Josh,
well, the bullies
is
tied with Josh because it's showing the interaction.
Well, yeah, Josh doesn't make, you know, the wise decision every now and again, but it just seems like these guys are just brainless morons.
So, yeah.
Can't take a, like, read a situation.
So the way that I look at it is that Josh, he's got an addiction and he's autistic, right? Which are... They're both pretty challenging on their own, right? But he's got both of those. And on top of it, like, watching these people try and get a reaction out of him and being the biggest dickbags to him is, like, kind of sad. Like, he was asking this girl who said that she was a nurse, a part of our entire trip. Like, she was like, "How?" He said, "If I stop drinking for 30 days, will the shakes go away?" Like, will my shakes go away? Like, well, and they're trying to talk to him, and you could tell that he's really not happy drinking, and he wants to drink socially, and that he honestly is an alcoholic, right? Mm. But all these people are enabling him and just being overall dickheads to him at the same time. You know, it's like being like that smart ass kid in school where like you're just being a sly dickbag. But like it's like a it's like a passive sort of asshole type of thing, you know? You're not like up front to them, you're just taking shits out on them, you know? It was kind of like that the entire time. And it was really, really sad. So like the video I was hoping that at some point during the end of the tour, I could talk to Josh about content creators that are trying to take advantage of him, like this Mr. Bass guy and all these other people, and exploiting him, and like
I'll never get it, dude. I never will.
I will never
either.
It's
like these people flew there to like get a sense of superiority over a content creator that they found online, and they sit there and bug and harass him for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And what they'll do is they'll let their friends know that are in the city as well, and then the friends will come onto the tour, and he'll be like, "No, go away. I'm doing a tour right now." And then all of them will lie to him and say they're on the tour. They've been on the tour. They've been on the tour this whole time. So it's like a really weird situation where, honestly, being in it, 10 minutes being into it, Grant and I were like, we just don't want to be here. But like, I was really trying to stick through to the end.
This makes me like tired.
It was
of that.
Really like, depressing. It's annoying. But this is where it gets really sad. And I'm kind of like, I'm not upset about how I had to step away, but I just realized that this is a way bigger picture than me. He's not going to stop drinking on his own. He is around people that will exploit him, and it's really sad to see. He needs professional help, right? More than what I could have ever tried helping with. But this is where the nail was in the coffin. It was on that subway. We were on 8th Street in the subway, right? So the subway goes up, right? There's many different subways, but the one that we were particularly going on was going up toward, like, under the ground, up toward Times Square. So we're at 8th Street, and we had to get to like 42nd or 46th or something. So we had to, you know, the next one I think was like 14 and whatever. Right. So Josh is saying that he has to pee. And what does Josh do? Now, we're on 8th, I think, at the time. And I look at Grant, and I'm like, bro, we just have a little bit more. We might as well. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, we're going to probably get off before we get to Times Square so we could just run to Madison Square Garden from there, right, to get to Penn Station. I look back at Josh. He pulls his dick out. People are recording him. His dick is now on their phones. He's drunk, and he has his dick out. He turns. I swear I saw his dick, and I'm not happy that I did. There was a kid right behind him, too, which was even more fucked up. He turns and faces towards the window of the subway. He starts peeing in the beatbox. And this whole, you guys know like what lean bodies are, the protein drinks? Yeah. You know how small those holes are? They're the tiny ones. He was trying
like this big.
Yes. He was trying to pee in that. That's what those holes are. Yeah. And bro, all you hear is like people going like, ew, what the fuck, ew. Well, you don't like hear all of that, but you just hear some people say that.
Yeah.
And you hear his piss smacking on the floor, smacking on like the wall.
Is it like louder than it like
it was so hard to watch, bro. It was so hard to even be around because you were getting like the worst, not even just secondhand embarrassment, but you're like, is this a fucking crime right now? Like, yeah, like am I witnessing?
It definitely is a crime.
Yes. Yes. And so Grant and I look at each other, and the next fucking stop, it was 24th Street. I was so happy. The doors open, I get the fuck off. I stepped in his piss. Because, but it wasn't like he was. It was actually this shoe right here.
Oh, get this shoe!
What? What is that?
It's that shoe that's upstairs.
There's a big turd
walking all over the carpet.
Hey, you, it's all over the fucking carpet.
Okay, all right. Look, I'm sorry. I'll clean it.
What the fuck?
That's my chair. That's my chair.
You not clean your shoe?
No, my shoes are off. My shoes are off.
I thought your shoes were on my chair.
What the fuck?
Okay, well listen. This is the saddest part, is that the train was moving, right? And where he was about 5 feet away from the door where I had to. That's what the piss trailed from all the way down the train. And that's why I stepped in it by accident, was because it leaked all the way. And he barely got any in that beatbox.
Another human being has to clean that up. Probably already did. Definitely already did. Another person with a life and like a story.
Well, let me ask you a question. And I don't know this is from my observations, right? So, yeah, he was being mistreated by the people around him, right? Which is really fucked up. Now, now I have to question the behaviors of him. Like, putting his litter on the ground and not picking it up, even if there was a garbage there. I picked up his garbage twice. Threw it away twice. I threw away the High Noon box, and I threw away one of his drinks. And then other people started picking up his stuff, too. Even after telling him, like, dude, there's a garbage right there, you should throw it away. He was like, dude, it's New York, it's fine. And I was telling the people that were behind Josh, I was having a conversation with them. I said, the way that you fix that behavior is every single person on his tour tells him to pick that up. Right. And tells him to push, throw it away. That's not right. But it's those people that'll be like, oh, it's fine, it's fine. Literally, like, 5 seconds later, the one of these people in front of me that wanted to go buy Josh a drink was like, it's all right, Josh. Yeah, it's all right. It's New York. You can litter. It's fine. And I was like, and I looked right at Grant. I looked at, and I'm like, this is what I'm fucking talking about. That's where this behavior is enabled, right? Yeah. So he's not going to ever learn. And on top of it, like, peeing in public, peeing in the subway, which is a crime?
Public, yeah, it's public nudity and something else.
Yeah, it's public, like, everything.
There's a kid right next to him.
Yeah. It could also be not child endangerment, but just not
his good. Dick is out in the public and he's exposure in a public. Yeah. I mean, dude,
it was just really, it was a bad mixture of like environmental shit as well as behavioral shit, and I just was so like, fuck sad, that. It's like sad.
It always just ends as like a sad, like,
and I don't
like,
think. I don't think these people truly understand the position that they're in when they come and go outside of these tours, outside of Josh's life.
Yeah, dude.
Because they come in and, you know, they're going to have their little badgering moment, like a little, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, man, this is really fucked up in the grand scheme of things. Me, this guy, bought a ticket to just kind of make fun of this autistic kid who's addicted to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, it's only one night. It's not entirely my fault. It has to be someone else's.
Right.
It's a group effort. Yeah, That's it.
It's a group thing. Yeah. And that's how it works. It's like if I'm not the only one to blame, if there's other people involved, that dispersion of blame makes it almost feel right.
Then it can't be my fault.
I'm not the only one that's guilty.
Yeah.
And Grant and I were like, we were not okay with it. I was trying to be like nice to the guy and like being nice and wholesome and asking him, like, he was getting harassed and he was like getting frustrated. And I was like, all right, Josh, like, where are we now? You know, what are we doing now? And he would answer, you know. He wasn't mean or anything. But you could just tell that he is going through some shit.
He looks tired.
He looks very tired. Exhausted. He looks like he's grieving. He looks like he's really upset. And also, I really feel bad for him. He had hemorrhoids that entire time. So imagine walking through New York. We did 16,000 steps on hemorrhoids for him.
Wow, Josh, dude.
Yeah. And the reason I know that was because when he was streaming with Mr. Beast, he told Mr. Beast to turn the camera away so he could poke his hemorrhoid in. Into his butt. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, hey, look, we've all had our fair share of hemorrhoids, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I have.
Never a day in my life.
Really?
No, never.
Dude, I've gotten one before.
Oh, you spoke out of comfort, but dude, did you have hemorrhoids? All
right, science class.
Not then, but I've had them.
Is that where you get a hemorrhoid? Yeah, is that where you poop too hard?
You poop too hard, dude. You can get it from just sitting on a toilet for too long.
Nah,
dude, your butt is hanging over air, and your it's gonna come out, dude.
Are you talking about prolapsing?
No. Hemorrhoid.
Hemorrhoid?
That's prolapsing, isn't it?
No, it's hemorrhoid.
Yes.
But you can't shit. Dude.
I'm sorry. Am I like not understanding what a hemorrhoid is? Do I have to Google?
I don't
want to
look it up on the computer.
I don't want to look it up at all. Period. Don't look it up. Just look up the definition.
I actually don't know what it looks like.
Let's ask Grunk. Let's ask Grunk.
What is it?
What's a hemorrhoid?
It's like a boil.
See, it is a boil. It's not.
It's a swollen and inflamed vein.
Yeah,
in
not
the butt.
Your entire butthole coming out. Larry's gagging.
Ooh, boy. It's gross,
I'm just in shock.
They're like pimples. Photos. They're like pimples that are really dark red.
Yes, so they're like butt pimples.
But they hurt.
Yeah, but they're not prolapsed butthole over the toilet.
Yeah, they're not prolapsed butthole.
You can try and like push it back in.
Okay, that's prolapsed butthole.
No, Grunk, that's right. You can actually try and push it back in.
Can you push a hemorrhoid in, Grunk?
But that would hurt so bad.
Yeah, why would you do that?
But I'm saying I'm just saying. All right, look, to summarize everything. He did take off his glasses.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, just to summarize everything, I'm I wanted to go there with the hopes of talking with him and trying to raise awareness to it and tell him that I wasn't trying to like exploit him, and that honestly I really wanted to donate all the money to go to like
send them something home.
But huh,
send them home.
So the thing about him is that he has no parents. He's got grandparents now, and they're like a little too old, I believe, to like help out. They still try and keep in touch with him, but yeah, it was really just an unfortunate situation that made me really uncomfortable and made me realize, holy shit, this is something far, far deeper than I could have ever imagined. It's almost like he's in some ways okay with that lifestyle. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, content. I don't know if okay is the right word. Maybe more so of like, you know,
I think it's content.
It's gone on for so long that
it's just all he knows.
See, he was right asking now. People on the train like about his alcoholism, and he was asking them about like
unprompted.
He was asking them when the shakes would be able to go away. He was asking like, so if I were to, like, he was getting, and he was like, excuse me, they were trying to talk, and he kept on talking over them, saying, excuse me, I have a question, like. So if I were to stop this, or if I were to cut back, would the shakes start going away, or would I be able to control? Is it okay if I start to moderately?
To the nurse?
Yeah.
Sounds like a cry for help, bro.
Did she answer?
Yeah, but I don't think that she was a fucking nurse.
No, I
because
don't know.
She because like,
what better way to spend your weekend as a nurse who saves lives than with your boyfriend doing Joshua Bloch?
She just gave I know what nurses are like, and she just did not give me nurse vibe, if I'm being completely
honest.
There
was no nurse aura.
No, there was no nurse aura.
No Nora.
I had like a stethoscope.
There was, you know what it was? It was EMT aura, because she admitted she was an EMT.
Oh,
she was a volunteer EMT.
Okay, so she's like, yeah.
So she's,
I get it.
I don't believe that she was a nurse.
She has zero medical.
Because if
experience.
She was a nurse, I really don't think that she would have condoned a lot of that behavior personally.
No,
but
I don't think so.
Yeah. So you mentioned like his parents were they passed.
Yeah.
Right, and now he's like living with these grandparents who are like at that point where like they're not going
to
be.
He doesn't even live with them. He lives night to night, hotel to hotel in New York.
Oh my God.
I've been watching a lot of videos of like lolcow shit, like, you know, where like like, you know, it's like really long videos about like different people's lives who are lolcows, and it's really sad. It's like,
what is a lolcow?
Like 4chan like documents from 2000.
It's basically people on the internet. Yeah. It's like Chris Chan.
Everybody knows.
It's like Chris Chan and
okay.
It's like people on the internet that
people that think anything they people do. Are laughing with them, but they're laughing at them. That's the thing. That's what a lolcow is.
Anything they do gets made fun of, or gets like,
yeah,
whatever.
And they're just only watching them just to like make fun.
Exactly. Right. They're only watching them just to wait for that time they fuck up, and then they make a big thing about it. And
right.
I see.
But usually, like, the people who are not usually, but like some of the people who are like, I guess, lolcows also end up having backgrounds like that, where like they're either their parents are like not in the picture, or like motherfuckers is way too old to take care of them, or like it's just some case of that.
Yeah.
And they have unmonitored like access to the internet, basically.
Right.
And they're just on their own.
Yeah.
And so that's how it happens.
Yeah. I think that's what's happening. And unfortunately, like, there's no one that's able to kind of help guide him. And I mean, they can maybe, but it almost feels like it has to be by force. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it almost feels like for him.
An uncomfortable suggestion.
You know what Grant made a good point. Grant said, I think that the only way that he will change is if he has a life-threatening incident.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something that really scares the shit out of him to make him change. Experience.
He has to go like crash and burn in order to learn.
Pretty much,
which is not usually, like, ideal.
Well, I don't know about the burn part, maybe crash.
Crash and almost burn.
Crash and see the fire, but
I
not
use bathroom.
Burn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, that was my little New York trip. That was, it was very interesting.
The goal
was not obtained. Honestly, I wanted no part in it anymore. I was like, fuck this, dude. I honestly, like, I feel really bad, but I have to feel really bad from a distance, if that makes sense. Because, like, it's out of my help. Like, I can't help. You know what I mean? It's just not something that I can do. So, I don't even know if I'm going to post that video. I really don't.
Garrett was telling me about it in the car. Not, like, all the details, but he was saying it was just... It was like the opposite of sunshines and rainbows. Willy Vlog. It was like depressing, sad.
You should
dampening.
If you know, whatever happens, if you do end up posting it, I suggest that you tone it in a way that's like, it, there's no music. More, if anything, more like city soundscape.
Right.
With dialogue and obviously the footage, like the shots of the people, whatever.
Right.
It's just kind of, I don't know, man. Keep it raw. Keep it, because that sounds like a raw experience. That was like a raw ass experience. If
I have the footage, I can go and upload it on my computer, and later I can show you guys. And I promise you, I have a really good feeling that this footage will convey almost perfectly. You will probably be able to feel.
You talking about it, I already can.
Yeah.
I feel claustrophobic. Like, I feel like, oh, I don't want to be around this shit.
I didn't want to be there. I really didn't want to.
And you're in New York, too, so it's like.
I will give it to him. I think that Josh gave a decent tour. Like, paths that he took were great, because there were some pretty cool bars, and not bars, just places to eat, you know, stuff like that. Really, really lively places.
You know what I just remembered? I just thought about this. Last time we went to New York, which was a long time ago, but, like, we were on a video. Remember that? We got pulled aside. For a fucking,
in Times Square.
In Times Square,
right?
We're in some random guy's YouTube channel talking about.
What did they ask you?
It was some freaky ass shit. I promise you, because I remember, I remember doing some shit where I was like, "Oh my god, I regret doing that. It's gonna be posted somewhere. I hope it's not huge or for." Because we're talking about something about fucking, and I don't remember what. I think it was like something about positions, like what position.
Boy,
and then I said something like really, really like
wild.
I did like a mix. It was like a mold of different positions, whatever the fuck. And then, and then it was like, but we got a card or we got something. I know we have the at somewhere. I just don't know what it's on.
I remember where it was because they walked up to us.
They walked up to
us. I remember that shit. That was really, I remember that. I don't remember if I answered.
Dude, yeah, I want to go back.
I'm kind of scared of New York.
It's not as fun. It's like once a year.
It's chill.
Would you go back?
It's like once.
Would I go back?
Yeah, would you go back right now? If I wanted to go to New York.
What?
An awesome, cool thing to do. I don't know.
Where in New York?
Oh, is that dependent on your answer?
It is.
Brooklyn.
No.
Queens.
No.
The Bronx.
Manhattan.
No.
Long Island.
No.
Manhattan.
Long Island Square. Iced tea.
Where in Manhattan?
Where in Manhattan? I don't know. The bagel?
I don't know.
The bagel?
The bagel?
The M&M store.
Dude, I've never had a New York bagel.
I'll tell you where I'd go. I would go either to back to Chinatown for literally ramen and boba.
Mm. Again?
Yeah, I would. Or the fucking park.
The park. The big park?
Yeah,
bro. Oh, the big square one? Tell them, I guess no one else has.
Park.
Has been in there? Who has been to that like little circle? Larry?
A little circle,
and that's it.
What little circle?
Like the Chinatown street that we used to always.
Oh, 12 Pell.
Tanner came with us.
Tanner.
Oh my god!
Because remember, you were getting a haircut, and we went to the basement. And we got fucking.
You gotta talk about.
I wanted to go to the basement.
It's really cool in there.
Fuck,
Tanner! Remember that place?
There's a lot of businessmen like with suits on, and there were.
Oh my god! Shout out to that woman dentist that was hitting on Isaac.
What
woman dentist?
Yep.
She had a squeeze.
Oh, I remember.
Oh, you got nice teeth. What'd she say?
Woman dentist.
I like your sunglasses and mask.
Yeah. I like the way you hide yourself from everybody.
Did she ever follow you back?
No.
Oh,
no.
Never mind. Fake.
No, this was, I mean, this was like, what, 2020?
This is 2020, I think.
No.
No. 2022.
No. No. Tanner's not 2022.
Are you guys dumb?
Okay.
It was January of 2022.
When'd you get partner?
It was January. Oh.
It was 2022.
Oh.
It was right in January.
It was the same trip that Tanner came over to Jersey and we all did that stream where he worked out.
We have changed so fucking much in two years.
Yeah. 2 years felt like
what even happened?
I don't even know. I feel like time traveled.
I'm about to vomit on this computer.
I think the group needs a change in scenery. I think Texas changed us.
We need Texas,
let's go to can we do Buffalo House?
Buffalo!
We should have done Minnesota.
Buffalo Bills.
No. Sorry. What was
Montana.
It?
Montana.
No. Oh, Montana would have been good.
Montana.
Michigan.
Colorado.
No. Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Colorado.
Remember that one house?
Yes. Yep. It was. Okay. Well, I probably here, talked about it already, but
let me.
It was like a log mansion.
We had choices. We had choices of states before we moved in all together. We were like, okay, there was one in Florida, I think, right? There was a Florida house or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, but they didn't. They weren't really liking the idea because they were leaving Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Some of GamerSups were.
Gotcha. Okay, so it was like Florida, obviously Texas. I think Jersey.
Jersey. They would have done Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, Jersey.
I would have hated that.
Fucking Colorado, which would have been fucking. And the house was cool.
I feel like that would have saved the world.
That would have been
insane. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what kind of. Because it was literally in the middle of nowhere.
It
was a field. It was literally like a giant.
It was like a log house.
Dude, we would have been like the Outdoor Boys.
We would have done just outdoor field shit because it was a giant field and it was one single house in the middle.
Right.
It was not like a neighborhood or nothing. It was just
not
like
a Chipotle in sight.
No, it would have been like at
DoorDash
least
would have not been able.
No Jersey Mike's, nothing.
A lot of hunting, a lot of fishing, a lot of like.
Dude, instead of vlogs, it would have just turned to a snowboarder or something.
It
would have like
been
that.
Survival videos. Cool. It would have been surviving this.
Yeah,
house.
Tanner would have just gone to the woods and made videos in the woods.
Yeah, I have to like hunt for food because that's all we have.
I would have started a Finding the Yeti series.
Fighting the Yeti.
Yeah, we gotta find him first before we fight him. I don't know if he's in Colorado. I don't know where he lands.
That's the finale.
Wait, isn't the Yeti in Washington?
I don't know. That's Bigfoot.
Yeah, Bigfoot.
Is that not the same thing? Yeti and
Bigfoot's
Bigfoot?
Yeti's like snow Bigfoot.
Well, that's what they all thought. Washington, it was like, military. Well, Bigfoot, we found him during the spring. We're finding this Yeti during the winter. Is Yeti just Bigfoot with snow on him? And that was like a big redneck argument for like 3 years.
Bigfoot is Yeti.
Yeti just Bigfoot with snow on him?
There was a leaked conversation from GTA 6. It was like, remember when they did that big drop, like that big dump of like footage? There was like a redneck conversation like that where it was like it wasn't about Bigfoot, but I forget what it was. It was just that vibe of
I love rednecks and their wacky theories.
Is the Yeti Bigfoot at Christmas?
With snow on it?
With snow?
Dude, there's so many. Abominable Snowman, Yeti, that's Sasquatch, Bigfoot.
I think they're all the same thing.
Sasquatch and Bigfoot.
Oh my god, this is a movie. This is a movie.
Look up Skunk Squatch.
Skunk Squatch?
Oh wait, no. It's a TV movie. Tanner.
The Skunk Squatch.
Battle of the Beasts. Bigfoot versus Yeti.
Let me see.
Battle of the Skunk Ape.
Wait, I'm looking. Yeah, the Skunk Ape. Look up the Skunk Ape.
Skunk Ape. What the fuck
is this?
He's real.
What is this?
Skunk Ape.
Skunk Ape is a large and hairy human-like mythical creature. Purported.
No, go back.
Inhabit the forests and swamps in the southeastern United States, mostly in Florida.
There's like, I feel like there's multiple Bigfoots, and they inhabit different parts of the world, and they're biome based.
I think you're right. There's one per biome.
Wait, what is a desert one?
Cracked it.
Probably like
I cracked the code.
Like Pharaoh.
The desert one would be awesome.
Oh my god,
Pharaoh. That'd be chill.
Pharaoh foot.
What the fuck, dude?
Wait, Larry. Sand can you go back them. To the? Can you go back to skunk ape images real quick?
And after that, can you look up the movie?
I look at the skunk squatch. Sorry.
Look up skunk ape real. Oh yeah, look at the first couple.
So he's like what behind?
Oh yeah, my god!
Like the, it just looks like
an
orangutan.
Isn't that scary?
It looks like an orangutan.
Wait, so now what are Wendigoons?
Wendigoons are like the big deer ones, like the beer, like
beer. They hunt. They're like,
motherfucker!
Wendigo. On the side, you can see the parts of the.
Look, it's like a big, like long deer that's just in the woods.
And then there's one more. What's the last one?
Talk about the one that morphs.
Skinwalker.
Skinwalker.
Okay, wait.
Like, it could be anything.
Slenderman.
Group project. We live in the Appalachian Mountains for a while, and we have to try and find skinwalkers
group
for like
challenge.
2 months.
Group challenge. Sounds like a group vacation.
Group challenge.
I would do that. Come on. Let's go. Let's go to
Appalachia.
The Appalachian Mountains. Let's go and hunt for Yeti Foot, Big Squatch. And
Yeti ape.
The abominable Bigfoot.
Dude, there's a guy on TikTok that goes to the Appalachian Mountains and he goes to the places where people tell him not to. And then you say what I'm talking about? And he's like, day 3 of traveling the Appalachian Mountains to find a skinwalker. So there was a sign that said, do not continue, so I must continue. And he like walks through the forest. Ooh, this looks like a really eerie place to call for a Wendigo. And then he's like,
It's like that one guy who goes to like, last time I seen him was like in South America. He was going to like random places that are supposed to be like the most dangerous place on earth or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone, like all the town, like
the bald, chill. The bald guy.
He's not bald.
Oh
no, there's two guys. There is that bald guy. But there is also another dude, I think, who speaks Spanish.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He has like short hair. I think he has like shortish hair. Yeah.
Wow. Not Kirk Kaz though, right?
I don't know the name. I would not know the name at all.
Mm.
I heard the bald guy was like weird.
There's some
soliciting.
He was soliciting.
They're more than worse than that.
Oh.
From what I heard. From what I heard.
I tapped out of the conversation. Who we talking about?
His name is Bald and Bankrupt. If you look up,
I don't even know who that is.
Bald and Bankrupt.
He could have been chill, man.
He looks like.
I know. Rick. I was watching him, and he was so.
It's like Rick from Pawn Stars.
But you can always see that he's always weird to women.
Nick.
Yes.
Do you believe? Speaking of cryptids, do you believe in the Jersey Devil?
Dude. Okay. Before I answer that question. There was a magazine called Weird NJ. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah, what's up?
Weird New Jersey.
Yeah.
Cryptids.
Keep New Jersey. Cryptids by
each. And they had a thing on that, I'm pretty sure.
Dude,
I don't know.
I used to watch a show called Cryptids, and it listed every single cryptid ever known about.
Here we go.
And there's an episode about New Jersey Devil. Yeah, look.
Dude, what if Tanner... Like, we don't see Texas. What if Tanner's in Texas?
Yeah, Washington. Tanner.
Big T. Big T. He's in bold. He's in bold.
That's not real.
Hey, that's not real, bro.
Okay, all right, here we go.
White
Thang.
Hey.
So this is going by...
There's that white thang.
Arizona Mongolian Monster.
No, not Mongolian. Mongolian.
A Mongol...
I thought I said no.
I didn't actually say Mongolian.
Arkansas, dude, fuck
the
monster.
The quality is so low that the L's and I.
The Arkansas it's fuck monster.
The folk right. monster.
Fuck monster.
Oh, the fuck.
What the hell are they doing?
What is this? Tahoe Tessie, Slad Rock Bolter,
okay,
Melonhead.
Because it sounds like it's fuck.
Fuck
monster. I think it's fook.
Fook monster. It sounds like they misheard folk. Like. Oh, I heard it's a folk monster.
All right, let's misspell it now. Spell the best way you can. Folk.
Colorado Slide Rock Bolter. Bolter?
Bolter.
Connecticut like Melonheads.
Like, yeah.
Wait, I want to see that one. What? Connecticut.
They're like sisters or something. They're like evil sisters with melon heads. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh.
It's just like babies with big heads.
Wait, look at that. Look at that. All the way at the bottom, that one picture. Oh, it's right there. It's right there.
This one?
That looks like it's straight out of fucking, like, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Melon heads.
No. Melon
what
head.
The hell?
Okay, melon that's head.
It's a wild one. Delaware.
Yeah, good luck.
Zwanendale Merman.
Merman. Oh, the merman.
Yeah.
It's the merman. Delaware.
Florida skunk ape.
Skunk ape.
Like Florida. Skunk ape. Shout out Florida.
Georgia Altamaha. Hawaii Menehune. Idaho Charlie.
Aw. Charlie.
It's like a just lost
Charlie.
Dog.
Yeah.
Charlie. Oh, Charlie. You. You who killed me. India. Indiana. Beast of Busco.
India.
That's what
Illinois.
Beast of Busco.
Illinois. The Enfield Horror. The Enfield Horror?
Enfield Horror.
The Enfield Horror.
What the fuck?
Horror.
Iowa.
The Horror.
Iowa Van Meter Monster.
Oh, Kansas.
They got crazy.
It's just a sinkhole Sam. Did I mention one of these is like a hurricane?
Can you look up sinkhole Sam?
Can we see sinkhole Sam? Yeah, let me see what the fuck this is all about. It better not be a sinkhole with a face.
I've never heard of a lot of these. I'll be real.
Yeah.
What is sinkhole Sam?
Oh,
dude, this is not a.
It's a snake.
Oh wait, no, that's him right there. Right there below.
Wait,
he's just. Below. I guess he's big.
Up one. Up one.
He's like the world eater.
Up one. That's him.
Oh, is Sam right here? Oh hey, that's the guy with the beard.
The legend of Sinkhole Sam.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, more
him.
Like Stinkhole Sam.
Yeah.
P.U.
The Kelly Little Green.
The little green.
Tanner.
Wait.
Tanner, Kentucky. I swear you could make some fucking monsters up for every country. I swear. You could do
I
it.
I can do whatever I want.
Wait, isn't Kentucky where the blue people are?
Yeah, the Kentucky Blue People.
What the fuck is happening to Kentucky in colors?
The Kelly Green.
I know.
Kelly,
there's green men and blue people.
There's little green men and blue people.
Little green men.
What's going on in Kentucky?
Louisiana.
The Rougarou.
Rougarou.
We got Maine Spectre Moose. Spectre
Moose. That sounds pretty cool.
Sounds like a, yeah, sounds like a cyborg moose project.
Sounds like a protector, like a hero.
Spectre. Release Spectre Moose.
We got another person. Marilyn Chessie. Massachusetts Dover Demon.
Damn. They
okay,
got
now,
all right,
look
one.
Up Dover Demon because that's a heavy hitter. Look it up Dover Demon.
That sounds sick as hell.
Also, there should be like a video game with all of these. Like a fighter,
I know.
Fighting game. Or a hunting awesome. Game. That would be sick. What was it called?
Dover Demon.
Dover Demon.
Dover. Oh, I just
because this guy's a heavy hitter. He's nervous.
Actually, is he scary?
He's
scary.
Like the joy boy of weird cryptids.
Dude, what the fuck is this? Was this actually spotted? Oh, wait, what?
I think it's based off of
that's
that.
That's the that's what's that creepypasta?
Oh, creepypasta. You mean the Dover Demon, bro?
Oh, my bad, bro.
It's not a creepypasta.
This isn't a creepypasta. This is a very real pasta.
Well, look, Legos. The Dover Demon Legos.
Oh yeah, there is. There's no photo of him. It's just described.
And there never will be because he's the Dover Demon, bro.
Okay, wait.
Dover Demon is chill.
No, he is kind of chill. Dovey. Oh,
baby Dover Demon.
Sweetheart.
All right, let's continue.
Where were we?
Oh, yeah. Michigan Dogman.
The Michigan Dogman.
I love the Dogman.
Oh, Dogman's good.
Oh, Minnesota Wendigo.
Wendigo.
There it is. That's Minnesota. Hey. That's a Minnesota thing.
That's a big one.
Momo's in Missouri? No way.
Wow.
What?
Missouri Momo.
Whoa, that's scary,
Missouri,
actually.
Ew. Ooh. Mississippi, Pascagoula River Aliens. Wait, what? Pascagoula. Okay, I got to remember how to spell that.
Pascagoula.
Pascagoula. Okay. Are you
just
kidding
a
me?
Shitty drawing, bro? Like
this is all Missouri got, bro. This is all they got. Yeah,
wait, whoa, he looks
whoa.
Cool.
Wait, I'm pretty
he's
sure
cool.
This is the guy with the hat. I like, call me crazy, but I think they probably saw a guy with the hat and they're like, wait.
You're what crazy,
the?
Dude.
They're like, wait.
It? He's a little tall.
8 foot? Is that what that says? 8 foot?
Yeah, they think. Damn. It's these two guys who apparently, I guess, did it. Because, like, they're
who did it? Who invented them?
Yeah, it's these guys who made them up.
Is that Tahoe Tessie again? They can't have him in two states.
Wait,
Nevada and,
Tahoe Tessie.
And California. Tessie. Number five.
They're right next to each other.
Five,
they're right
it's
next
crazy.
To each other, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they're
dude,
everywhere.
He has two states. He's the winner, actually.
Wait, how big is Tessie, then?
Probably huge, apparently.
That's insane.
Wood Devils from New Hampshire.
New Hampshire's Wood Devils. New Jersey. Jersey Devil.
What if there was a mythical
team?
Jersey, that's
Jersey
what they are,
Devils.
The Jersey Devils. They're a hockey team. Okay. What if there was like the tame testicle or the tame testes? And it's like two.
What?
It's a picture of some guy's nuts.
Untamed testes. Like Tennessee or something like that.
Tennessee.
the Tennessee untamed what? Testicle?
Right. Oh, look, Tennessee's untamed all the way down there.
New York champy.
Champ.
What the fuck
North
is that?
Carolina, I don't know who Champy is.
The beast
is
of
Champ. It's like a baseball
there?
Player that ran away.
Is Champ there?
Champ, Champy.
Is Champ there?
Is Champ
there? No tickets to John Cena.
Dude, that sounds like an Elden Ring boss.
What, the beast
the
of...
The beast of Bledenboro.
Beast of
well, that's bad. Pretty crazy.
The beast of God Marlboro.
And then you got North... North Dakota
Thunderbird. Solar.
Dude, look up Thunderbird. Look up Thunderbird.
Cool.
Tanner, you know your beast.
I swear I saw this in Washington. No. I swear when I was like 7. Yep, I swear I saw
God,
one of these.
It's a huge bird.
That's a gigantic bird.
Tanner, was that?
I swear I saw that.
Are you sure it wasn't a crow?
Is that a real picture?
Like a really big crow, Washington sized crow.
I saw that.
You saw this flying in the air. You didn't say anything.
It was in my
it.
Birthday party, and I saw this huge giant. It might have been a stork.
And then said, "Happy birthday!"
It might have been a stork.
What did you say, Tanner?
I said it might have been a stork, but I swear I've seen one
of
those.
Are you sure
things.
It wasn't a kite? Wow. What if it was just a big old kite?
Mm-mm. It was flapping its wings.
How old were you?
Like 7 or 6.
I wish you would have said 22 or something.
Yeah.
A couple months ago.
Tanner, you're the boy who cried Thunderbird, bro. I'm sorry. I believe
I cried,
you. I believe you.
I know, it is
they're
Thunderbird.
They're all laughing
look
at
out.
You. I believe you.
Oh.
I've seen the Thunderbird.
You know what I've seen?
Hmm?
A Loveland Frogman from Ohio.
Oh,
no, I believe that one.
Okay, Oklahoma's octopus. That's it.
Oklahoma octopus. That's just a breed. That's just like a.
It better be 3 billion feet long.
Yeah.
It's colossal arms.
Yeah, exactly.
Oregon's got the colossal Claude.
Oh,
my, Claude?
What the hell is the squonk?
Claude's. that's so vague.
Squonk. That's my squonk. I need to know what a squonk is. Hold on.
I need to look up the squonk.
Squonk.
The squonk.
Ew.
Isaac, that looks like that looks like June. Isaac.
Ew. It's even
really, Isaac, that looks like June. Your fucking dog. Okay.
Audio listeners. Oh, that does look like a dog. It's like a really big naked gerbil.
It looks like a sentient butt sack.
It looks just sad though. It looks like
think of like a pug, but like nothing.
Isaac's
else.
Been harboring. God. Isaac's family's been harboring the squonk for years now.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I think our the Pennsylvania cryptid game has never been weaker than right now. What is this thing? This looks like a Rick and Morty character.
Oh my god.
Why is it like so sad in every depiction?
This is the Pug Factory.
Yeah, oh, I god, think it's like canon that it's just a sad, sad creature.
Yeah, it's actually harmless. It doesn't do anything. The squonk.
I feel bad for
the
him.
The sorrowful squonk.
Okay, all right, let's see. The squonk. We got Rhode Island Vampire Mercy Brown.
Like right across from me, they have a cool sick. Ass
that's,
name.
That's
like,
actually a paint color.
That is
Vampire Mercy Brown.
Yeah, I'd like to get the walls in a Vampire Mercy Brown. We got South Carolina, Lizard Man of Scape or Swamp.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Yep. Cool. I think it's a
talk to
a,
just
like a story.
Talk to hit. Talk to
South Dakota. Talk to a.
Awesome.
Yo. People are going to clip this. They're going to clip yes. this. They're going to be like, look at grown-ass men laughing at Hawk to a still. I can't believe that they
Hawk
are
to funny. That's funny. It's still massive.
Have you tried my nut milk? Have you tried my nut milk? Hakuhei.
Hakutue. So that's South Dakota Hakutue.
Tennessee Wild Man.
Oh, the Chupacabra?
Tennessee Wild Man. Wow.
Oh, hell yeah.
Texas Chupacabra.
Why do we?
Texas has the Chupacabra? Yeah, that's crazy.
Why do we? Why does Texas have the Chupacabra?
I guess it's what is a chupacabra?
Chupacabra, it's like this creature that likes to like feed off of like sheep.
The evil
like
Mexican dog.
Yeah. It's like a blood. It leaves their skins and bones. I think it just
gets
their
just
blood.
Leaves bones behind. And they're like, it's a chupacabra. Did it again.
This is like one of the more popular mm-hmm. ones.
Yeah, see, people. Yeah,
a lot of people know
it's like a dog.
Is it
people,
not just a wolf or something?
Whoa.
Huh?
I don't know. Basically, it was this tale that like these farmers one night just happened to wake up and all their animals were just bones and meat and like they were like, there's
like
no
skin.
Way
skins.
Yeah, it was just like there's like nothing left. Oh, they were like okay. No, like what?
Like this is not an
this?
Animal attack, bro.
Yeah, like what creature did this? And so the chupacabra was the thing.
What does chupacabra mean?
Evil dog.
I don't know. Chupacabra meaning.
Goat sucker.
Oh, goat sucker.
All right. Let's see here. The Utah Bear Lake Monster.
Northfield.
That's a big one.
We got the Vermont Northfield Pigmen. Virginia.
Oh, Pigmen.
Snallygaster.
The Virginia
Snallygaster. The Snallygaster is crazy.
We got the Washington Bigfoot.
There it is.
Come on, baby. Big shout
Come
out.
On,
big shout out.
Shout out.
West Virginia Mothman.
That's hard.
That's a big one.
The Wisconsin, the Beast of Bray Road.
Lame and dumb. Bring it on in. Bring her home, Jackalope.
And Jackalope for Wyoming.
Jackalopes are awesome.
They got like antlers and they're awesome.
Aww.
So, all right, now we have all these for each state. Did you know that New Jersey for every county has something weird in it?
Oh my God.
Look it up. Look up weird NJ. I'm not kidding you. This is a really popular magazine. It probably still is. And then go to images.
I think we might be an hour and a half into the podcast.
Okay, look at that map. There's
We're
a map
an hour
right there.
Nine.
So tired.
Oh, okay.
Look at that map.
Wait, what?
Oh, map
wait.
Up top.
Oh, right here.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, pick it up. Why is
Fuck.
It open?
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh.
Clown guy.
Oh, sorry, water just
spilled. Wait, who spilt? Oh, my
water
God.
Water just spilled over the set.
It's because we're talking about cryptids, dude.
Okay, maybe not every county, but there's a... There's a few funny things.
I see a really tall man. Is that part of the cryptid?
Yeah. Can you see him from like the other side?
Can you see him from the other side? Yes, you can. Ladies and gentlemen.
He's that big.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, folks, we're running... Pretty deep into this podcast now. Thank you guys for watching this mythical, awesome episode. So listen, if you see or spot a cryptid walking, roaming around your state, or just in your country, or anything, let us know.
Let us know.
Okay.
Tag us.
Take a picture. You can email me at LarryCroftBusiness@gmail.com. It's that easy. Mm-hmm. Send me a cryptic or two. If you spot anything, maybe you even have a dog. I don't know. Maybe a cat or something.
Or send us Hawktua memes.
Or do that.
Or
you can send Hawktua memes. Yeah, I'll sort them all.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us once again. We will see you guys next week, where we go and look at what's another thing that isn't cryptid? Folklore and wives' tales.
What is sacrilegious?
Yo,
sacrilegious like makes fun of or goes against the religion.
Okay.
Why?
I'm pretty sure it also makes you want to use code crew for 10% off some
weed. Yes.
We'll see you guys, bro. Fish it out. Adios.